Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Stephen Wance from District 1 with the weekly podcast from the Commissioner's Office. So hopefully everybody fell back last night and changed your clocks. It's that time of year. And on that subject, let's remember that that brings some safety concerns to the table. It's going to get darker earlier, and it's going to stay darker later. So mornings and evenings will become a little bit of a challenge. As we're out and about, please make sure that you are aware of your surroundings. Slow down, and we'll get through this together. Also marks really what I consider the start of the fall season, really in earnest. Gives us an idea of what's to come. Temperatures have been quite chilly here the last couple days, so hopefully we can kind of balance out here and continue to have the great fall weather that we were experiencing leading up to this weekend. So anyway, everybody stay safe out there with the clocks being where they are in the daylight savings time portion of turning these clocks back, which, by the way, I'm not sure I agree with anymore, but that's a subject for another day. I'm not going to talk about COVID just yet. I want to talk about some other things here. Let's give COVID a little bit of a break. Tomorrow, Monday, November the 2nd, we will be involved in an annual event here, and that is our Carroll County credit rating hearings. To the layman, you know, sometimes this is hard to figure out, well, what exactly does that mean? Credit rating is an assessment of the credit worthiness of a particular county. And quite frankly, it drives the engine of our economic environment. AAA is the highest rating that you can get. And here in Carroll, we achieved that a year or two ago, and we consistently maintain that. And tomorrow, we will be giving it everything that we have to hopefully maintain that AAA rating. And I think the environment for that looks really, really well here right now. Just received the unemployment rankings for the state of Maryland. Carroll County is again at the top of the list. We have the lowest unemployment in the state at 4.7%. Just to put that in perspective, the state is at 6.9%, and the United States is at 7.9%. We here in Carroll are proud to say that we are again, for the second time, quite possibly the third, the lowest in the state of Maryland at 4.7%. So things are rolling right along here. And again, I believe the atmosphere, the environment bodes well for maintaining our AAA bond rating. I also want to point out that largely instrumental for this is the fact that we've had consistent leadership here in Carroll County for many years. You know, that says something. As I travel around the state in my role with the Maryland Association of Counties, I watch other counties struggle with keeping folks in the seats, staff, cabinet members, that kind of a thing. And here in Carroll, we are extremely lucky to have three individuals that lead the charge every year on the most important thing that we do, and that's deal with the economics of Carroll County. Our Comptroller, Rob Burke, our Director of Budget and Management, Ted Zaleski, and our Director of Economic Development, Jack Lyburn, have been here for many years and bring a ton of experience that perfectly sets the table here in Carroll for our economic engine. And even during these tumultuous times of a pandemic, we are experiencing some really good stuff as a result of that. I, on behalf of my colleagues and all the citizens in Carroll County, want to thank them for their efforts. So we'll be involved in that all day tomorrow with three of the top financial companies in New York. This year, it's a little different. We're doing it virtually. But I can tell you that we're getting quite savvy here in the county with all things virtual. We actually conducted a hearing on Thursday evening because we are also right now going through comprehensive rezoning. We've got over 32 or 3, something like that. We've got 32 or 33 comprehensive rezoning requests. And we had a listening session where we had over 50, and I think it was borderline 60, 70 people that we heard from Thursday evening. Long night, but the most important part of comprehensive rezoning is hearing from our public. And our staff here, our IT department, they did an awesome job of making sure that every voice was heard. So we got a lot going on here. I want to give a shout out to, when I'm talking about our staff, to our AV department here. The guys are doing a great job. Chris Swam, Matt Arnold, and Greg Gottlieb are top notch. And are driving the engine here on all things virtual. So kudos to them. So quickly back to the credit rating. We're proud of the fact that we have a AAA, and we're going to make sure that tomorrow we keep that. So that's where we are there. Want to give a quick update on emergency services here in Carroll County. Of course, we need to continue to keep all of those that are on the front line, from law enforcement to our first responders, to our folks at the hospital, our nurses, our doctors. Front line also includes our teachers. And listen, I'm going to miss somebody. So anybody who's on the front lines of this pandemic, huge shout out. But this past Wednesday was National First Responders Day. Got to continue to make sure that we thank the folks that are out there on the front lines. We continue to be very proud of our 14 volunteer fire companies. And as you know, we've started the effort to bring a combination system here to Carroll County that will have us seeing the volunteer system being supplemented by career in our stations. So we've started that process. Our new director of fire and EMS is Robert McCoy. And Director McCoy is doing an awesome job of bringing that together. More on that as we continue to move along, but we did put together what we call an Emergency Services Advisory Committee. That's made up of citizens and representatives from our fire service. The first meeting of that will occur coming up in November, so we're looking forward to that. Want to give an update in my district on the community center that is slated for the Silver Run Union Mills area. Of course, most of you remember that that will be on the site of the previous Charles Carroll Elementary School. We're on track. We had got a little bit delayed, if you will, because of COVID. I didn't want to talk about COVID, but gosh, all things COVID these days, right? So I'm going to get there eventually here in the last minute or two. But an update on the community center. Continue to work hard on that. Our staff doing a remarkable job. And we are on track to have a groundbreaking in the spring. And I'm hopeful that that comes in March or April. So that's where we are there. Finally, I want to talk briefly about COVID. I'll wrap up with that. Of course, you know, we are still battling this pandemic. I think of all of us have seen the uptick in cases across the country and actually across the world. So we're not out of this yet, folks. We have to remain vigilant. And I've got to say that the citizens here in Carroll County are doing just that. We've got low numbers here, and the state is also doing a good job in most places. Gosh, we're going to see some fans in the stands later today at M&T Bank Stadium. So if that's not a positive sign, then I'm not so sure what is. So I want to remind folks to continue to be vigilant, continue to do the social distancing, washing your hands, wearing the masks. Be mindful as we begin to enter the holiday season here with Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, these family gatherings, just use common sense, ladies and gentlemen, and I think we can get through them. But we've got to continue to do that because the alternative's not good. And I'm going to end with this. You know, we've been seeing some things in the newspaper. We've been seeing some opinion pages of folks that have dissed our governor, which, by the way, the governor in the state of Maryland has one of the highest approval ratings of anywhere, including the fact of when asked about how he's handling the pandemic. So dissing him is very interesting to me, makes me chuckle. We've also seen teachers being thrown under the bus, no pun intended. My daughter's a teacher. My wife is a nurse in the school system, and they were dissed for staying at home to get a paycheck. You know, that's the kind of absurd language that we're seeing on some of these opinion pages. So ever make you wonder why some of these folks are pushing back on something as simple as washing your hands, social distancing, and wearing masks? Does it make you think maybe there's an ulterior motive here by some of these folks? Do they really maybe want to go back into lockdown? So I'm going to end with saying, look, stay safe, everyone. Remain vigilant. We are upon the season here where we're going to see weather changes. Again, we want to thank everyone in our county for continuing to keep us on track so that we don't get locked down again. Don't believe the hype, folks. Continue to rule and continue to roll with common sense. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. This has been Carroll County Commissioner Stephen Wance with the Weekly Podcast. Take care.